Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know that in a crazy world, God still has a plan? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today boosting your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, we've been looking at the book of Esther, and what a book. So many messages, so many truths in that book. And I just want to take a step back and look at the big picture here and remember what was going on. The Jewish people had gone on this incredible journey with Moses from, you know, Egypt to the promised land. They went through the wilderness, you know, the whole story. That was full on. It was such a mission to get to the promised land. Most of the people died except for the 7 spies. Even Moses didn't make the journey. They get to this land and God gives them the land, and then Joshua and the leaders, they possess the land, they fight, they take Jericho. I mean, it was a mission. And they get there and God says, this is your land, I'm blessing you here. So the story of Esther is set in a time when the people have, the land's been invaded, Israel's been invaded, the temple's been destroyed, the place has been ransacked, and a lot of the people have been killed, and many of them were taken prisoner to Babylon. And then by the time of the book of Esther, the Persians have taken over from the Babylonians and they're now the ruling world power. And Israel's just this province that's been occupied firstly by the Babylonians and then by the Persians. And you've got to think, man, for a Jewish person that knew the scriptures, knew the story of Abraham and of, you know, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and then Moses and Joshua, and then all these wonderful things that God had done, even under David, to the Jewish people, they would have been like, what is going on here? And they would have had a really good excuse to be discouraged, to be disillusioned. And let's be honest, if there was no God, I think just to sort of melt into the culture of the day, to become part of the Persian Empire and just kind of stop being Jewish, because it's like their whole history had been contradicted. All the promises of God had failed. You could easily have read it that way. I mean, obviously we know that they'd sinned and God had said to them, if you sin, I'll forsake you. But it was a tough time. It was a crazy time. But in the midst of all that, God had a plan. And what I love is in the very end of the book of Esther, it's in chapter 8, verse 17, it says, many of the people of the land became Jews because fear of the Jews had come upon them. Think about that. You know, you would say in that setting, you know, what was God's plan? Was it that the Jewish people, you know, rose up and overthrew the Persian leadership and destroyed the Persian Empire from within, like some sort of Trojan horse, and then marched back to Israel again, just like they did under Moses' leadership, and repossessed their land and rebuild, you know, their nation state? Some would have thought that would be the plan, or that God would have a political plan, or who knows? But you know what? God had a plan, and his plan was to reach out to the unbelievers. And many of the people within the Persian Empire became Jews. I want us to look at today's world. Look around us. There's so much craziness. There's so much negativity. You know, those of us living in the Western world, you know, it's almost like the glory or the shine of the West seems to be fading. Nation states in the West, like Britain and, you know, even North America, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, all over Europe, nations at once were very Christian. Nations at once, when they built new buildings, they would say, to the glory of God. Look, how many old buildings say that, to the glory of God? You know, and not that war's a good thing, but in the First World War, many of the European soldiers, both on both sides, the Germans, the British, and all their allies, you know, they were fighting for God, king, and country. Now, not that that was right. You know, I don't think God wanted anyone to kill anyone, but the point is this, that there was a fear of God in the West, and it seems to be dissipating. London. There was a thing called the London Missionary Society that used to send missionaries all over the world into India, into Africa, into China, spreading the gospel. London right now is 40% Muslim. And yet it'd be easy to look at that and go, what is going on? And for all of us to get sort of all kind of messed up and confused about what's going on in the world and a little bit disillusioned and discouraged. Well, I'm here today to tell you, don't be discouraged. Don't be disillusioned, because God has a plan. And just like he had a plan in Esther to reach out to people and get people saved, today God is working all across the world. And his plan is that the world will be saved and that people will come to know Jesus. Let's align ourselves with the plan of God.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.